A shortage of COVID testing has been a major problem across the country. Beginning this Wednesday, people will be able to order free at-home rapid tests from the government. Any individual or family will be able to get 4 tests by going to the website covidtest.gov. That news is welcome, but many people have concerns about those tests and other guidance that's being given right now. Nicole Ellis looks at some of these key questions.
Surging COVID cases from the Omicron variant have made it difficult for all of us to navigate our everyday lives. And it's creating more questions around vaccines, testing, and masks. To get some clarity around this, I'm joined by Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious disease physician at the University of Michigan. I want to start with testing. What is the current CDC guidance around getting tested for COVID?
What I would say is there are a couple of tests out there. You've probably heard at this point about antigen versus PCR. I think if you can get a hand on either of those tests and follow the guidance about whether you need to be tested, and most of the time, if you're asking yourself this question, the answer is yes, then I think you can go from there. And I wouldn't worry about which one it is if you can get your hand on a test.
The Biden administration is promising 500 million at-home tests free to Americans, but they're also known to be a little less accurate than PCR tests. So how does the two work together and what's their purpose?
The antigen test is a little bit different than the PCR test, the way that they kind of detect infection in your body. And the PCR test can be what we call more sensitive. Now, at the same time, that's a good thing, but that can be an interesting thing if after 14 days, your PCR test is still positive. It's not going to exactly tell you when you got infected. And so that can sometimes be the difference between the two tests. I will say if you have a positive test at all, I would believe it, and it's not likely to be a false positive.
Some public health experts say that rapid tests are very good at telling you whether or not you are viral or contagious right now. How accurate is that? And is there a correlation between getting a positive test and whether or not you're contagious?
What is really difficult about COVID is that often you are the most contagious before you have symptoms. So that is part of the reason that we're seeing so much spread of the infection right now. So I'd keep that in mind. And if you do start having symptoms, I do think it's a good idea to get tested. And we're noticing, especially with Omicron, some research shows that your first test may be negative. So it does make sense if you have that test at home to test again, especially if you're having symptoms. Now, at the end of when you've had symptoms for 5 or 10 days, you've gotten better, the tests are not going to help you know if you're contagious anymore. And that's the hard part of testing.
The CDC recommends that we wear masks in public indoor spaces. Can you explain a little bit about why that is and what we should do?
You know, it's been 2 years since this all started, and there has been chance for people to start studying, okay, what kind of masks really hold up well against this infection? And the research really shows that cloth masks are inferior. They're not as good as surgical masks or something higher than that, such as an N95 or a K94. At the end of the day, what's really important is if you can hold your mask on, keep it on, not take it off, you know, it's comfortable to you. So what I would say is try to get a mask that works for you. If it can be surgical mask or something more infiltrative than that, such as a K95 or an N94, that would be best. But at this point, it's probably time to put away the cloth masks.
For 2 years now, we've been in anticipation of one day not having to worry about this. Will that day ever come? Will we ever be at a point where we don't have to worry about coronavirus or have to live under these very complicated, confusing circumstances?
What's probably going to happen as more people in the United States and in the world really get vaccinated, we will start to build up an immunity and the virus will become less strong and become one of the viruses in our cadre of millions of viruses that we see. It will take a while, but I think taking it step by step, and that comes with becoming vaccinated, can really help how we see, think about the next few months.
Dr. Payal Patel, infectious disease physician at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me today.
And you can watch an extended version of Nicole's question and answer session with Dr. Patel online. That's at pbs.org/newshour.